Thank you for the warm welcome this morning. I worshiped here a couple of weeks ago with my husband, and glad that I'm able to preach God's word to you today. Before we go to our scripture, let us bow in prayer. Light of light, illumine our hearts and minds by the power of your Spirit, so that as the scripture is read and proclaimed, we may hear with the ears of our heart your good news of great joy for all people. Amen. Amen. Our scripture passage today is the gospel lesson from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, God sent an angel, the angel Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, who is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren, is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I was young, I loved to chew gum. My dad would always have some Juicy Fruit gum, and I would steal pieces from him every once in a while. Anybody else gum chewers here? Okay. Probably one thing you learn is that when you are up in public, you don't sit there and chew your gum, right? You're not supposed to. Well, I have a story about that for you. There was a police chief named Phil Keith. And he was at a televised city council meeting when he was startled to see his mother's phone number come up on his cell phone. And so, of course, thinking that there was something wrong, he rushed from the table to answer the phone. "Phil Keith, are you chewing gum?" asked his mom, who was watching the city council meeting on TV. "Yes, ma'am." "Well, it looks awful. Spit it out." I mean, what else could he do? He had to spit it out before he could return to the meeting. Some of you have mothers like that, maybe, or had mothers like that, and maybe some of you are mothers like that. If you're a mom, one of the reasons that God has you on this earth is so that you can teach your children something. And mothers can teach us a lot if we will listen to them. Have you ever asked yourself what Jesus might have learned from his mother Mary? Mary was one person on earth that was closer to Jesus than anyone else. She knew Jesus in a way that nobody else has or ever will know him. as her son, as this baby that she held in her arms. Mary was probably a teenager when she gave birth, but she showed wisdom and maturity and love that many people never attain. And so today I want to look at a couple of wisdom lessons that we can learn from Mary from our passage today. First, no matter who you are, God can use you. Do you remember the last time that you filled out a job application or put together your resume? You had to give all of the vital statistics about yourself, your education, your experience, your background. And most employers want to know what makes you uniquely qualified for the job. And how do you boast about yourself without coming off as a snob, right? Employers assume that you're available to work, but what they really want to know is what kind of liabilities you have, the things that are going to make you unsuited for the job, or the abilities that you do have, the talents and skills that will help you with the job. But God doesn't operate that way. He doesn't really care about your abilities or your liabilities as much as he wants you to be available to him. No matter who you are, God can use you. The scripture this morning paints a picture of this ordinary girl. She was young. At that time, it was customary for girls to be engaged at the age of 12 or 13. So she was either right around that age or maybe as old as 16 when the angel Gabriel visited her. Now, you and I might think that that is way too young, but God used her. She was also poor. Luke 2 tells us that when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to the temple to be circumcised, that they brought two pigeons or two doves with them because they could not afford the normal offering, which was a lamb for a burnt offering and a pigeon for a sin offering. If the lamb was too expensive, you could bring two doves or two pigeons. So you and I might think that this family is too poor to provide for Jesus, but God didn't think so. And she was from Nazareth. Now, it's not a planet out there. It's right here, right? But Nazareth really didn't have a good reputation. If you look further in the scriptures, Nathanael, one of the disciples, asks, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" So apparently, Mary was also from the wrong side of the tracks. So she was young, she was poor, and she was from Nazareth. All characteristics that may seem unusable by God. But God chose Mary to do one of the most important jobs that God has ever asked anyone to do. Through God's choice of Mary, God teaches that no matter who you are, God can use you. You might think that you're too old or too young. Maybe you don't have a lot of money, or you don't think you have a talent that God can use. You might have a background or past mistakes that keep you from wanting to be available to God. But don't limit God. God can use you if you trust him. There's a little saying, if you think you're too small to be effective, you've never been in bed with a mosquito. I mean, think about that, right? Second, no matter what problems you might face, God is with you. There are some things that you just don't want to go through alone. Christmas, for example. Most of us want to share in the celebration with the people that are most closest to us and most dear to us. This time of year is especially hard for those who might be grieving a loss. We also don't like to go through times of trouble alone. If you're sick, you want someone there to comfort you. If you lose your job, you want someone to cheer you up. Mary teaches us that no matter what problems you face, God is with you. The angel says, "Do not be afraid." But would we really blame Mary for being afraid? I mean, here is this angel speaking to her. Aside from that fact. But also imagine what would have happened as a result of this unplanned pregnancy. I mean, possible divorce by Joseph. I mean, he first assumes that she has been unfaithful to him. I mean, what else would he have thought? Possible rejection from her family. Did Mary's family believe this story that this baby inside of her was the Son of God? Would you believe that if your daughter told you that story? We're never told anything about what Mary's family said. But certainly there would also be rejection from her community. Imagine the gossip that must have circulated around Nazareth, not to mention that she could be stoned to death, as was the punishment for adultery. The message from the angel totally changed Mary's life. She was getting ready to be married, live a normal life, but now her life would be anything but normal. How could she not be afraid? But she remembered what the angel said to her. The angel said, "The Lord is with you." God would be with her, helping her and giving her the strength and the courage to face anything. Mary's story teaches us that no matter what problems you face, God is with you. Just as Jesus came to make God's presence a living reality in your life, Emmanuel, God with us. That's one of the great themes of the Old Testament, that God was with God's people. So Jesus is God with us. So whatever problems you may be facing right now, whatever worries and fears harass your heart, don't let them discourage you, because God is with you. Bring those problems to God and trust that God will work them out, just as surely as he did for Mary. So, two lessons so far from Jesus' mother Mary. No matter who you are, God can use you, and no matter what problems you face, God is with you. And last, no matter what God promises, he can do it. He can do it. So, here's another little story for you. A little boy asked his mother where he came from. And his mother gave him this tall tale about a beautiful white-feathered bird. And so then he asked where she came from as a baby, and she said the same thing about a beautiful white-feathered bird. The boy ran into the next room and asked his grandmother, who was visiting, where she came from, and heard a similar story about a bird. So then he goes outside to his friend with the comment, "You know, there hasn't been a normal birth in my family in over 3 generations. The Bible records several instances of these not-so-normal births. God sent a son to Abraham and Sarah long after they thought having a baby was possible. An angel of the Lord told Manoah and his barren wife that they would have a son named Samson. Samuel, the first prophet and anointer of the kings, was the answer to the faithful and persevering prayers of his godly mother, Hannah. John the Baptist's mother, Elizabeth, was in her 60s or 70s when she gave birth to him. But none of these special births were as amazing as the birth of Jesus Christ, a virgin birth. That doesn't sound any normal or possible back then as it does today. But Mary says, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Even though the angel's news was unbelievable and Mary didn't understand it, she also did not doubt it. She believed that no matter what God promised, God could do it. The real issue is not whether a virgin can conceive. The real issue is whether there's anything impossible for God. Whatever God promises, God delivers. What promises of God are you tempted to doubt? John 1:12 says, to all who receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to be children of God. Don't doubt that. Or how about in Romans, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, so that when we don't know what to ask for, the Spirit does and intercedes for us. And even later in Romans, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Do you ever read promises like that and think, I don't know. Not for me. Not after all I've been through. But those promises are made by God. And it doesn't matter how impossible they seem, there is nothing impossible with God. Whatever God promises, God always does, without fail, just as he did for Mary. And what we need to say is, let it be according to your word, O Lord. We really don't know exactly what Jesus learned from his mother. And we don't really know the impact of her life on his, or how much of who he grew up to be was a reflection of the love and character of his mom. But God has left a record of what this young mother named Mary can teach you and me. That no matter who you are, God can use you. No matter what problems you face, God is with you. And no matter what God promises, God can do it. So won't you take those truths to heart this Christmas? Won't you let them, take them with you as you walk out of here today, back to your home, your school, your work, and live out a Mary, M-A-R-Y, Christmas in your life. In the name of the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, amen. Amen.